I'm Pat Kerrigan, and alongside me is the Grand Poobah, the owner, and he is the former owner and the present owner of KSRO and all of our sister stations. Lawrence Amaturo is here. Good morning, Lawrence.
How are you, Pat?
I am. Superb. I'm feeling really good today. 80th anniversary of KSRO. How are you feeling?
I feel great. This is a really, really wonderful way to celebrate it. It is an achievement. It's no small thing. 80 years of any business. Consistent,
that's for sure,
is really an important and difficult thing to do,
and
the station has done it beautifully.
It has done it beautifully, and you know, I mean, it's all started really with the call letters SRO for Santa Rosa. 80 years ago today, we went on the air, and of course, the station is just rich and intertwined with Sonoma County's history as well. So that part feels pretty good. Now, you owned the station for a while, and then you left for a bit, and then you came back.
That's right,
and owned it, and I just want to say congratulations, not just because you're my boss, but because you have let KSRO consistently be such an integral part of the community.
You're kind to say that. I think KSRO has done it really on its own. And what KSRO has done is maintained a connection with the people of Sonoma County and really flowered that connection over time, especially lately. And I think with no disrespect to all that Jim Grady did on the air every morning, the place that you hold now is actually more important than it was in the 80s and the 90s. There's just so much less community reporting now because of the new economies that we deal with.
Yeah.
There was a local television
media,
in the 80s
too.
And the 90s that had a full news department.
Yep.
There was a newspaper that had a team of local reporters. The economies just don't allow for that anymore. The newspaper does a wonderful job today, but with limited resources. And what we've tried to do is to fill some of those gaps that the local television station that is no longer with us left behind, as well as all that we can do to report locally on things that are going on every day here. So the KSRO, in my opinion, has a more important place today, and the role in the chair that you hold has a more important place today than it did even in the 80s and 90s. So,
well, thank you. That's quite kind of you.
It's the truth of it. It's the truth of it.
Well, I'll tell you what. As you know, Lawrence, I've been around in this community broadcasting since 1980 at various places, very happily broadcasting. But I'll tell you what, I've never been prouder of sitting in a seat.
That's
than
great.
I do sitting in this seat.
Well, you have as important a role today in what you do at KSRO as perhaps you ever have had on the radio before. You were in mostly music formats, if I think that's
true. Yes, indeed.
And the opportunity for a news format is for you to express yourself in ways that weren't possible with also the command of playing 11 songs every hour.
So, that's true.
So
that's
this is
true.
A very different thing. And you get to bring in and really express yourself in ways that weren't possible in other formats. And you're doing this beautifully.
Well, thank you very much for that. Back to the radio station at large. Mm-hmm. I mean, you see it every day, too.
Right.
You're a part of the Sonoma County community. This is a very important place in the world for you. And it must be great to know that you're at the helm of something, you know, that really is interwoven in Sonoma County. And consistently, whether it's a flood or it's a fire or it's day-to-day living or it's how we get to work every day.
Thank you.
It's all important stuff.
Well, I've got my mother and father here in town from Fort Lauderdale. They were one of many evacuees from the storm, and they are here through the end of the week, and I hope to bring them this afternoon. I have to thank my parents for giving me the opportunity, especially the first time around, to have the chance to operate this radio station. My father's a longtime broadcaster.
Yes, he is.
All
very
over the country.
Well known, yeah.
An amazing guy. My mother, amazing woman. And I'm blessed to have him and blessed that they gave me the opportunity to oversee what is a great group of radio stations, especially the second time around. I'm a little more relaxed than I was back then. I think
it's
always
easier the second time around.
Oh, my God. We lost $800,000 the first year we were in business.
Wow. Well, welcome to the broadcast business, huh?
We made it back, and then some. And I had a chance to come back 4 or 5 years ago with a different approach and a different attitude on how we could be really the very best at what we want to do. And you're a great expression of that.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I have to ask you a question, though. I mean, 80 years is a milestone mm-hmm. that we've reached today. How do you see, since you're at the helm of it, how do you see KSRO's future?
Well, we're better, bigger than we've been, to my knowledge, in terms of listeners, than we've been in decades. Part of that is because we have a great team. Part of that is because we are spending more to support that team. And a large part of that is because we're now on the FM dial as well as the AM dial.
Yep.
There are scores of Sonoma County residents who have never listened to the AM, any AM radio station, perhaps for sports, but their daily commute is all consumed by the FM dial. And now they find us where they may never have heard of us. And if I'm not mistaken, we've tripled our listenership over the past 2 or 3 years, which is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
It is. Well, what else can you expect from a radio station that features the inimitable Steve Jackson? I know he's going to today take a whole bunch of credit for all of this.
He should take some credit for this. He's excellent. He's excellent. And he's a great part of the fabric of KSRO.
Yes, he is. And I have a feeling he will continue to be that, as we all.
And I'm purposely holding back any other commentary on that matter.
Yeah, we try to get him to speak freely, but it's not easy when you're the grand poobah, I suppose. But yes, congratulations to
you. Thank you very much.
And great to have you here.
Congratulations.
You know, I contacted Lawrence, I don't know, about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, mm-hmm. and said, you know, I'm thinking about getting back in. What do you think? And a week later, here I was.
Yeah. So I will share something about that, because you did write to me, and earlier in this moment, you referenced me as your boss. But when you wrote to me, I immediately sent your note to Jim Murphy. Jim Murphy's your boss.
Yes. Oh,
Jim Murphy
is so
good at this. I have there a lot of times we use parody statements to say never better. Jim is, I don't have to do that here. Jim is the best operations manager I've ever worked with.
Me too.
He is superb at this. So the decision to bring you on was Jim Murphy's. My role in this was to send the email on to Jim Murphy for him to consult with Michael O'Shea and for those two to make the decision, and they made an excellent decision.
Well, happy to hear you say that, and again, happy to be a part of this now historic radio station as we move forward into the future. Lawrence, thanks for being here this morning, and we'll see you around the cake a little bit later.
Truth be told, that's really why I'm here. Thank you, Pat.
No
Thanks,
worries.
Daniel.
That's a great reason to be here. That's Lawrence Amaturo. He is the president, the owner of the radio stations here, including KSRO and four other magnificent radio stations as well.